Take your time and don't worry about a thing.
I'm going to say it's right at 7:00. We can start. This is the August 28th, 2018 meeting of the Moapa Town Advisory Board. We call to order. Bob, would you give us the invocation?
Sure. Dear kind Heavenly Father, we're thankful that you can gather together the town board and community members and discuss the needs and affairs of our community. And we're thankful for all that God has blessed us with in this community. We ask that you might have thy spirit with us in the way to be guided by thee and the decisions we make and the plans we do. Help us to remember thee always and our blessings come from thee. And see us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And roll call. Lynn Wren.
Jamie Shakespeare.
Bob Wyman.
Jennifer Dunder with Commissioner Rowland at the Patrick's office, and both Ryan and Tim were unavailable this evening. I heard from both of them.
Public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. Do you want me to read the whole thing?
No.
Okay.
You can just ask if there's anybody that needs to leave, wants to speak on something on the agenda. Probably wait, it's a pretty small agenda.
Okay. Approval of June 26 minutes.
I'll move the approval.
Ben Gerwolf, are you here?
Yeah,
I was not here.
Okay, then you're not going to be able to vote on that item, so you have to hold that over to the next one because you don't have a quorum to vote on the minutes.
Approval of agenda for August 28th, 2018. Hold, combine, and delete any items for possible action. I move to approve the agenda as posted.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye. Okay. Informational items. Land use plan meeting dates for discussion only.
So you should have that in your chair, Madam. I'm sorry, in your packet, Madam Chair, and there's a binder in the back. Your first meeting was July 24th. Your next meeting is October 18th. And your third and final meeting in comprehensive planning is January 23rd. Both Loganville and Overton, as well as Bunkerville's dates are on the sheet just for your information.
Okay. So October 18th?
Your next one's October 18th. Yep.
Our agenda says next meeting date, October 30th.
This is for the land use plan updates.
Oh, okay.
The big maps that Kevin Smedley brings out to talk
okay.
about what you want to do for zoning in the future.
Okay.
They have one meeting next door on July 24th. Your next one's October 18th. And then the final one,
January 23rd. Okay.
So try to make, everybody's trying to make at least one of them.
So if we've been to one, we don't have to go again.
What's that?
If we've been to one, we don't have to go again.
Absolutely. You do not.
I will anyway.
Okay.
Do they make changes in between, or are they just the
nope.
same presentation?
Yep.
Okay.
They would like a lot of input from the community.
They would, as would I. Doesn't happen, though.
I told them what I thought.
It's important. Everyone should. Okay, Madam Chair, that's it for that.
Nevada Department of Wildlife Muddy River update.
Yay, who's stepping up?
That's me.
Howdy.
I recognize a lot of these faces here, so I know it's been a while since I've been here. Hopefully you remember a little bit of it. If not, small enough, then feel free to just interrupt me and ask me questions. I've been tasked to eliminate the blue tilapia from the Upper Muddy River.
Amos, would you just identify yourself for the gallery in the minutes?
I'm Amos Ream with the Nevada Department of Wildlife Fisheries Division. So I've been asked to get the tilapia out of the Muddy River. The Muddy River is managed for the native fish. We have some endemic endangered species in it. And tilapia are an invasive fish. They're aggressive. They breed like mad. They're the same tilapia you see in the grocery store. They work great in a pond in cultivation because of all the things that make them terrible once you release them into the wild. So since 2010 or so. Go ahead.
Are they in the lake as well? Is it coming up?
They are. They seem to have been introduced somewhere around the Paiute or in the Energy Reach and spread both upstream and downstream. They got up into the headwaters and were a big scare for the Moapodace. They've since chased them back down with chemical treatments out of the top of the system, but they've gotten pretty well established down in Lake Mead. Anybody who wants to go spearfishing, no limit, take them all.
Next, spears.
So since 2010, they've been working from the top down to get rid of these fish. The only way to do it is with pesticides. You just can't catch every fish when they reproduce faster than you can find them. So we work from the top to the bottom. Each time we've got a little barrier, so anything that we miss gets chased downstream and can't get back up over a barrier. So we just keep moving in incremental sections. The last time I talked to you guys, we were about to do a big phase of it going from the northern born boundary of the Paiute down through the NV Energy plant, ending at the Hidden Valley Road crossing there, where we've got one of those waterfall barriers. Since then, it seems to have gone really successfully. We've sampled it pretty intensively upstream from there and haven't seen any tilapia. The native fish have pulled off several different reproduction events, so they're coming back in good numbers. So I'm here today to tell you we're about to try to push down to the next section. So we'd be starting at that Hidden Valley barrier, going the whole way down to Will Siding, the diversion that takes to Bowman Reservoir, which is a kind of an extensive reach. We're pretty nondescript. You won't notice anything unless you happen to see dead fish. The chemical is odorless, colorless. It's not very toxic to mammals. It gets into the fish through their gills, gets into their bloodstream that way. So it's not terribly toxic to humans, but of course everything's going to be posted. Don't go swimming in the river. We do detoxify the poison downstream of the site we're working in. That's where everybody gets a little freaked out because the detox chemical is bright purple. We pour it in, the river turns purple. They're like, what is that? And they see the fish dying and see the purple. Well, actually, that's a water purifier that's breaking down the poison that we put in there because we have to keep working in chunks. We don't want to just let poison flow downstream forever. So anyway, the big project, we're hoping to do it first week of November. Right now, we've got a target date of November 7th, but whatever weather says could change that up and down a little bit. Go ahead.
How many species of indigenous fish are there?
In the Muddy, there are four species. Up in the headwaters, you have the Moapodace and the springfish, the White River springfish. They're warm water fish, so they kind of shy up towards the top. And down in the main stem, you've got the Virgin River chub and the Moapa speckledace. They're both minnows. The Virgin River chub, though, can get a foot and a half in perfect conditions.
And the turtles are not affected by them?
No. Most larger body down, I mean, like I said, it goes in through the gills. It's very low susceptibility through skin. Inhalation is possible, but like I said, we're putting it in water. So unless you breathe water, like a fish, it's not going to affect. They've even proven that it breaks down inside the digestive tract of mammals. So ingesting a whole lot of this isn't going to be toxic. You're not going to see any birds are going to eat the fish, and they're still going to be fine. The only negative product we anticipate is there might be some piled up dead fish, because there's a lot. But then again, the Muddy River flows swift, so it might just carry them all away. I urge anyone who sees big or smells big piles of fish to give us a call. Like, we don't want to leave a stink for anybody. We will get that out of there, clean it up, bury it, like, take care of everything. So we're looking to do this big treatment, the 10, 12 mile reach from up at that version the whole way down to Logandale, essentially, this November. There's two little washes, the California Wash and the Meadow Valley Wash here, that also have some running water, but we'll have to try to get done simultaneously, just so you're aware that we might be in the area of that as well. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. We ran into a few hiccups, otherwise I would have been here last year saying the same thing, but we think we've gotten through most of those and we're ready to really hammer it, and if we can get this done, be out of the way. We've had great coordination with everybody out here.
Good. We haven't heard a thing. So thank you.
Does it affect the frogs?
While they're in tadpole phase, it will kill some of them. Like I said, the absorption through skin is pretty low, so the adult frogs aren't going to feel it, and eggs, of course, they're not breathing yet, so those don't get exposed. And, once the frogs have developed a few limbs and are in and out of the water, it doesn't affect them. And frogs also tend to dive into mud where it's going to be a lower concentration. So I will say, yes, some tadpoles will probably get killed. It won't affect the frog population in general, but it will kill a few tadpoles, for sure.
Think about my frog gear, Jim.
Oh, no. There's plenty of those around.
Thank you. Do you think it'll stay clean?
We hope so. It's a lot of effort to go into this, but when you're looking at an invasive species, you really have to commit to going at it until you get it right, because it only takes two fish. we've spent the last 3 years really getting to know every nook and cranny of the system to make sure that we can pull this off to the best of our abilities. If we can't get it done 100%, maybe we'll come back and try it again, but hopefully at the very least what we've done is knock their numbers down enough that the natives can recover pretty strongly.
And you try to relocate some of them before you poison them?
Absolutely. The entire month before we do this treatment, we'll be out there just salvaging the natives and pulling them back upstream so that they're out of the way, and then they can just drift back downstream naturally over time, as well as when they reproduce, their fry will just fill the entire stream. And we've done several chunks of this already. And each time we've done a big chunk, we've seen an almost immediate response, because there are no longer predators down there devouring all the little fish. They grow up and gets nearly more than the stream can contain for natives.
Okay, thank you.
So yeah, that's it in a nutshell. So everybody's got... I have a handful of just information sheets here, mostly the same things I've said. If anybody... wants to grab one of these, we got plenty of them.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for having me again, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, planning and zoning. We have none. General business. Review fiscal year 2017-2018 budget requests and take public input regarding suggestions for 2018-2020 budget requests for discussion and possible action.
So, Madam Chair, in your packet, Amelia should have given you the most recent conversation in September. This has to be on three consecutive agendas. And the two discussion items from the 26th were added. Everything else is the same. I have with me tonight for you, Amelia did some research on two different kinds of portable/solar lights for the flags. And I don't know if you want to vote on it as a trio or you want to wait till all five of you are on the board.
Ryan suggested we wait for him.
Yeah, so he can take a look.
So if you want to hang on to these,
this.
That'd be great.
Okay.
And we'll talk about them when hopefully the gentlemen are back.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's a start.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sure. And so, you know, you have to ask the public if they have input on either the existing list or additions, too.
And our existing list is...
So there's some that starts with parks.
For the park, portable sign for events to put up on Highway 168, the lights for the flags that get put out on our flag holidays, more lights at the soccer fields behind parking area alongside Highway 168. And the last one is increase the grade and parking area alongside Highway 168. So work over here, right?
Yep.
More lights and...
Yep. Any of that changed? You're good with all that? Okay.
And then paint exterior of the recreation center.
Mm-hmm.
Public Works, repave SIM, repave Red Cloud.
That was clarified.
Change from repave to pave.
Right, it was a pave, not a repave.
And then pave Barlow from Lawson to Rocks. And pave lower lot at the park by splash pad. And the update is in process. And then we had discussion on, no action was taken on an indoor swimming pool and more soccer fields.
Right, so that's your existing list. And I would say both at the bottom are bullet points for parks. So I don't know if you want to rearrange 1 through 4 and just make, or just make these 2, 5, and 6.
I think 5 and 6.
5 and 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and any input from the three lovely folks who decided to join us this evening? Okay. All right, well, we'll have Amelia clean this up and you'll hear it one more time. Again, hopefully the two gentlemen will be here and you can vote on it as a complete board.
Okay, and that would be in October, right?
Correct.
And then under general business, Clark County requests the Moapatown Advisory Board to nominate a representative and an alternate for the 2018-2019 Community Development Agency Committee. That's the CDAC.
Correct.
This is for discussion and possible action.
Yes, Madam Chair, we absolutely need action because...
They need it by October 2nd, I think, and we don't have a meeting before then.
No, exactly. So if we can get there, if not, Amelia can come out here. But I think I'm to understand Ryan was the main and you were the alternate, is that true? So unless anybody else wants to jump up and...
When does that position start? Immediately?
I think it's January. Is it January? Is the first meeting?
Yeah.
I want to say so because beginning January 2019.
Okay.
I did it this year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to do it, it's absolutely amazing, very informative.
Nice.
Yeah, it's worth the experience.
It is. I thought so too. And kind of rewarding because you put your input in everything that's helping out Vegas and in general. So, yeah, I would recommend it.
You might have time for it then, but I don't know yet.
Okay, as a main or an alternate. And did you both go, Jamie, or just you?
Just me.
Okay. But it has Ryan as, well, maybe, no, it's because he's the chair of the board. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was you. So. You can, Amelia can come get it from you.
Let me think about it.
Okay. All right. Then I'm just going to leave each of you with one. And Amelia's going to have to get in touch with you to decide, you know, who it's going to be and who the alternate is. And we just got to get them sent in. What is that? Oh, yeah. We have the whole month of September, I apologize.
Yeah, they want.
I'm thinking October 2nd.
October 2nd, they
want
it. Yeah, October 2nd, they wanted it by.
And of course, Madam Chair, your next meeting date of October 30th is based on your quarterly meetings. If you have items,
we'll meet, but if we
call, we can have another meeting.
Okay.
That's just your next regular schedule.
All right.
Okay. All right, so we'll have Amelia put this back on the next agenda, providing it's before October 2nd. If not, she'll be calling you all to figure out who's number one and number two.
Okay.
All right.
All right, last, well, almost last item. Comments by the general public.
Who wants to go first? Me? Okay. Henry Road. Public Works worked with
someone, and they placed that rock
in the locations where there's some drainage issues. And I know that there's more discussion going on about a more permanent fix, but in the meantime, that's to take care of where the dirt was eroding. And now when the water flows through that, it's just going to flow through the rocks and they'll stay put.
Okay.
Unless, of course, we have a back-to-back.
Well, unless we have another,
like,
yeah, 2014.
Yeah, right. And that's a whole other ballgame, yeah. No matter what's there. So that was done, and then I guess y'all had a leaning sign on Henry and Topsy that's been erected and fixed. The board had, I guess, maybe spoken with Amelia about not scheduling a town board meeting during homecoming week, which is the last week of September. So hopefully we don't have an item, and if we need to have a special call, we'll make sure that it isn't. If that is the week that it falls on, the last week of September. And then the only other thing I have for you is you may or may not know that the Moapa Valley Rural Fire District Board has had Ann Schreiber on the board representing the Moapa area for
ever.
And she recently resigned / retired from the board. So you all will need to appoint, recruit, drag, kicking and screaming someone for the Rural Fire District Board, as well as the commissioner would like to do something for Ann here at the Town Advisory Board, because she was
pretty
integral part of this board for many years. So in one of your future meetings, the commissioner will be here. We'll have something for Ann. We'll find a way to get her here if I got to go pick her up. And maybe we'll have some refreshments and a little thing for Ann. So more to come on that. Alrighty, and I'm going to leave some of those here, and then I'm going to take some of them with me to Moapa Valley so we can put them in the community center over there. And that's all I have this evening. Who else? Anybody?
Robert!
So, Robert Schaefer, some of the water authority. That time again, I worked in that area and I was going to September 4th.
Heavy trail!
Yep, so we just use that welding net till we'll close at 8:06 next year. So, 7 to 5, Tuesday through Sunday. So, close Mondays, Wednesdays.
Okay, I'm sorry, one more time for Amelia. You open up when? This Tuesday?
This Tuesday.
Until?
May 26th
of next year, and open every day except for Monday.
7 to 5. We'll close Labor Day for oil there.
Okay.
Because gotcha. We'll close on Mondays, yep. 1 and holiday.
Okay, so Tuesday through next Memorial Day.
Cool.
Super. Okay, she'll put that in the newsletter and all sorts of places. Do you have little flyers or do you have?
I do.
Okay, if you ever go to Moapa Valley and you're in that area and you guys have okay, good.
Center.
Okay. Because that's where we have kind of the visitor center / whatever, and then Amelia also puts them at the so-called Wesley's Green Valley Grocery. They kind of have a rack of fun things to do, so we'll make sure they're over there too.
No, I go to last year, we put them all the really short around here and businesses.
Okay.
Last museum, ongoing over time, and also some missing some new places.
Okay, that's good. All right, Robert, thank you.
Okay, anything else?
Quiet board?
All right. Next meeting date, unless we have a special call, will be October 30th, 2018. And we are adjourned.
You are adjourned. Okay.
Thank you.